Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Well, under normal circumstances, I would come back here on Darren, Donick, and Chase and say, you know what, we'll just stay in East Tennessee, as we just spoke with Vince Ferrara there in Knoxville, because if under normal circumstances, when we've talked to our next guest, Steve Forbes, men's basketball coach at East Tennessee State, we could say we'll just stay east in the state. But now he's the head coach at Wake Forest, and this is our first opportunity.
Still east.
To say, yeah, but, you know, it's not east in the state. So definitely is not in Tennessee anymore. But it's our first chance to say hello and congratulate him on the new job. Coach, how you doing?
I'm doing great, guys. Thanks for having me. I was thrilled that you had AC/DC on there when I was coming on, because when 1982, when I was in high school, maybe my junior year, I had two of my football teammates skip a game to go to the Back in Black tour. So it just brought back a very fond memory of two of my teammates skipping a game.
Skipped a game? That's tough, man. Skipping practice is one thing, but skipping
a
game.
And they told you?
We're talking about a game, not practice, right? A game.
Thank you, AI.
Anyway.
And they told their teammates what they were doing. They were skipping a game for a concert.
Oh,
were you guys like, what the heck, you can't do that? Or were you like, oh, okay, I get it?
Well, there's about 32 of us out for the team on varsity football, you know, so they couldn't hide. I can promise you that. So anyway.
How'd the coach take that?
I had a little flashback from AC/DC.
Yeah, when I think of AC/DC, I have a flashback, too, when I've seen them several times. It's the cannons going off and how loud that concert was.
Yeah.
I'll never forget, Steve, that conversation we had with you. We had you on the week. Yeah. In fact, I believe it was a Wednesday, Chase, right? We were at Kroger in Franklin, and we were outdoors, and, you know, we were basically – and it was – all this stuff was going on. It was in the middle of the week, and it was the day before basically sports would shut down in our country, and – you guys had come off that, and I said, man, your team is crazy good. You're going to be my upset pick in the tournament, but obviously none of that happened. This has been a little bit of a whirlwind for you, right, to go through all those emotions and then to where you are now at Wake Forest.
Yeah, it's been crazy. I remember that conversation, and I was supposed to have practice that day, and I started to get this vibe that maybe this wasn't going to happen, you know. Now, I take that back. We took Wednesday off. And that's the night I went – after I talked to you guys, I went home. And that's when the NBA, when Rudy Gobert and those –
That's correct.
The season. And that's when I said, we're in trouble now.
Yep.
You know, and then Thursday I was supposed to have practice. I had a meeting with my team. And as soon as I came out of the meeting, they canceled the tournament. And so Friday I said goodbye to my team, which would be – at that point, I didn't realize that it would be not only the last time there, but the last time ever, you know, being the coach of East Tennessee State. And, you know, and then we started recruiting. And during the pandemic, kids couldn't visit, so recruiting went really well. And, you know, recruiting was done in April. And I never had recruiting done in April at East Tennessee State. So basically I was just kind of at home and sitting up there at the house and getting ready to watch the second – go around to Michael Jordan when my phone rang on a Sunday night. John Curry called me, and who I had worked with, you know, previously at Tennessee, and asked me if I'd be interested. And from there, you know, I was signing the contract on Thursday and press conference on Friday. So
wow,
it was a fast and furious process.
I remember how much that day you glowed about this team, and obviously we'll never know what that team could have done, but how tough was it to not know, and you'll never know, and then tell them goodbye?
I don't know. I don't even know how to explain it. I mean, I felt really bad about the tournament for the seniors especially, you know, because they had no shot. They're going to get no chance to do it again. But to have to say goodbye – to your team on a computer, on a Zoom, it's just not right. And I hated it. And, you know, we had a lot of – me personally, I had a lot invested in those kids. I have tremendous relationships with those kids and those players. And it wasn't right to have to tell them over a computer that I wasn't going to be their coach anymore. Now, you know, they – obviously, in this day and age, guys, I mean, there's not a lot of secrets, you know, when – these things get towards the end, you know, they get leaked out and it's on Twitter and whatever, you know, radio, television, internet. They probably were hearing some things, but they hadn't heard from me. And so, yeah, it was awful. It was an awful way to say goodbye to your team.
I want to go back on something. Steve Forbes on the line with us now, the new head coach at Wake Forest, their men's basketball team. You brought up The Last Dance, and we had – Coach, we had Eddie Fogler on, we had Buzz Peterson, we had a bunch of, you know, guests surrounding Michael Jordan, whether it was North Carolina or his days in the NBA. So I'll just ask you, what did you make of The Last Dance? What did you think?
Well, it was the last time I saw it. I mean, it's crazy. I watched those first two episodes.
Oh, so that's it?
Since. Yeah. You know, my family watched it, but I didn't want to watch it in pieces, and the last 3 weeks have just been great, you know, just wild, you know, as far as just trying to get things done. So I just didn't have time to sit and watch it on Sunday night. So I haven't seen it. Now, it was just interesting for me the first couple episodes because I went to school the same time Scottie Pippen did. He was at Central Arkansas when I was at Southern Arkansas. In fact, one of the clips in the show, he gets an alley-oop dunk in Southern Arkansas's gym. I'm actually at the game. You can't see me, but I'm there. And so I actually saw Pippen play, you know, in college. And so that part was pretty cool. But I haven't seen it. I haven't been able to watch it yet. Hopefully I will.
Steve Forbes is with us, head coach at Wake Forest. So when you saw Pippen play, could you tell something was special there, Steve?
You know what? Honestly, I'm the same age, so I probably thought I was better than him. Knowing my
that's right. That's how we all think, right? I can.
I mean, honestly,
he's not that good.
When he got drafted, I was like, "Come on, man, really?" You know, but that was dumb, obviously. And I mean, yeah, he was unbelievably talented. It's a great story. I mean, the night of the game, he missed the bus coming to the game. He didn't get there until halftime, and they were losing. And I wasn't playing. I was playing baseball at the time. It was my senior year, and I had not played basketball my senior year. And so, of course, if I had, I would probably have been gardening and put him in check, obviously, in my mind. But he came off the bus. So someone gave him a ride to the game. He got there at halftime. They were down. And that alley-oop that you see, he caught it. That starts the second half, and then it was just game over. You know, he's a special talent. The crazy thing about it, though, The whole time he was there, as talented and as good as UCA was, it never made the national tournament. And you would have thought they would have, but that league was really good. That was when NEI was really good. Rodman was down there too. He was in Southeast Oklahoma, and he had been over to Southern Arkansas the year before. And then his senior year, we played them on the road, so I didn't see him. But it's really good players at that point, you know, in NEI.
Well, that's a really interesting discussion to have, Coach, because who knows how this whole thing is going to affect the direction, the different vectors of sports, right, all the way down to the youth level. But I do wonder, for somebody like yourself that can appreciate how good NAIA was, we talk about it a lot in the context here of how great Lipscomb was and Belmont for a time and Trevecca. Now, you have two Division I programs. Trevecca is now NCAA Division II. But what system is better? I mean, is it all the Division I teams we have now, or did you like the balance between NAIA and NCAA?
I like the balance. I mean, for me, I beat Lipscomb to go to the NAIA World Series in 87 down in Florida or in Alabama. They were NAIA then. That was the team we beat to go to the World Series. And I had seven teammates drafted on my team and out of at Southern Arkansas. You think they'd have got that chance if they hadn't played or had to play at a low, you know, a Division I school? Maybe they wouldn't have got the opportunity for. So, no, I think I'm all about, NAIA Division III, junior college, Division II, Division One. I mean, everybody should have the opportunity if they're good enough to play at one of those levels. I don't see the harm in it. And there's a lot of great players, and there's a lot of great fans, and I've seen them all through the years. And there's players at those levels that can play professionally, even in football. It's the same thing. And if they're good enough, they're going to find them. And I like having the diversity of that.
Talking to Coach Steve Forbes, head coach of Wake Forest. So, Coach, as you looked at the vision for Wake Forest, you know, we can all think of Tim Duncan and such a great league for all these years where Wake Forest is in the mix. You know, when they've got their act together, they can play with anybody there, and that's, I'm sure, your goal to getting it back to that level. What are the key things to get it started in your mind?
Well, you know, I think there's a lot of parallels between when I went to ETSU 5 years ago and now coming in here to Wake. It's been a storied program. There's been some really good players. There was a great run in the 90s, just like ETSU. It just needs a spark. It needs some hope. It needs some life put back in it. And that's what we're here to do. And now the hard part is that, you know, maybe someday I'll be able to write a book about how to take a job during a pandemic. You know, I didn't pick the best time to change jobs, you know, because there's just, you're handcuffed on what you can do recruiting wise and with your team. I mean, I had to re-recruit my team over Zoom. You know, I couldn't work them out. I couldn't take them to lunch. I couldn't be, you know, have meetings with them. And so there's not a lot I can do other than just talk to them. And so when I get them, it'll be identity first, because identity is immediate, culture takes time. And so, you know, I'll put our identity in place right away to, you know, play hard, play smart, play together, share the ball, gritty, grimy, tough on defense, grab the ball with two hands and do what you're supposed to do when you're supposed to do it. Those are the things those are the core, you know, the identity pieces of our program. And that's where we'll start and build. And then, you know, I've got to do a lot in the community, got to do a lot on campus, got to get people excited. And I think people are excited, but once they get excited, then you got to get them to come and then come back. And how do you do that? You got to win. And so winning is the best marketing tool. I mean, throwing T-shirts and having baby races are nice, but winning is the best marketing tool.
We're talking to Steve Forbes, the head coach at Wake Forest, of course, longtime at ETSU, and always enjoy having him on the show. But you do bring up a very good point of this is obviously a difficult time to change jobs. So how much did you weigh that? You know, because like Darren said, we talked to you, you know, a few days before all this really started and when you were at ETSU. So did you kind of have that thought of, well, this is, you know, I obviously have aspirations of working my way up. This is a good program, a good conference. But how much did you think about that?
It weighs heavily on my mind. You know, I grew up in Iowa. I grew up watching the Big Ten. I coached in the Big 12. I coached in the SEC. I really haven't spent, you know, much time or any time in the ACC. And so it wasn't like something that I grew up thinking about, you know. But honestly, when that call comes and you really sit down and take an evaluation of it, it's like, okay, historically, the best league in the country is the ACC. I mean, it is. You have this incredible education, like Vandy does there, this tremendous value, top 30 education in the country. And then we have this incredible, brand-new practice facility that Mitch Shaw helped build that's part owner of the Atlanta Hawks. So you start adding up those things, and then I'm 55. I'm not, you know, I'm not old, but I'm not getting any younger either, you know. And so after 5 years at East Tennessee State and 130 wins, like you said, coming off a 31 season, when you really look at it and you go through the process and you feel like this is a good fit for me, how do you turn that down? The only reason why, in the end, maybe is what you said, is it, you know, the timing of the pandemic. But, you know, I'm up for the challenge, and I was a little worried about moving and family and that stuff. But one of the great things about the move is it's 2.5 hours, 2:45 from Winston-Salem to Johnson City, so I can come down here during the week and go home on the weekends. You know, I've never been able to do that when I've moved, and I actually sold my house in the first day I went on the market, and I've never had that happen before. So, you know, there's some good things that have happened with it, but there is no manual for it. You just got to get up every day and attack it and be able to adjust, because there's going to be new things coming at you every day.
You use that word challenge, and that you're up to the challenge of not only the times in which we live, but the conference in which you play, and knowing that, you know, Duke and North Carolina and those blue blood programs. But just how exciting is it, though, to be able to go up against Coach K or a Roy Williams and be able to play in the ACC?
It's surreal. I mean, it's exciting, no question. But also, I've done two or three of these Zoom head coach meetings. I got one tomorrow morning. And when old Steve Forbes goes on there the first time, and there's Coach K and Coach Williams and Coach Boeheim and Coach Hamilton, and, oh, Tony Bennett, Chris Mack, you know, on and on and on. It's like, whoops, you know, this ain't where I was at, and this ain't the junior college league I coached in either, you know. And so it's thrilling, it's exciting, but I also know the challenge ahead. The night before I came to Wake, came down the day to sign my contract, my wife and I were up late, and we went to bed, you know, about 2 o'clock. And right before we got in bed, she said, "Now you do realize that Coach Krzyzewski and Coach Williams are in your league now." And I was like, "Oh, gee, thanks. I'll sleep well tonight, Jeanette. I really appreciate you saying that." And, but yeah, it's what you sign up for, you know. And coming from a small town, Lone Tree, Iowa, with, you know, I graduated with 32 people and about 1,000 people in my hometown to now being a head coach in the ACC. I mean, that's what you signed up for when you started this journey.
Well, Coach, let's wrap it up with this. Here at ESPN 102.5 The Game, we've been one of the sponsors attached to that wonderful evening, Coaches versus Cancer, that you've been a part of. And just wanted to say, I don't know what the future holds now that you're at Wake Forest. If you're unable to make it happen, thanks for all the years of being one of the highlights of that night. You have, obviously, you're full of personality, and everybody loves when you come. So thanks for getting behind that and being a part of it. And who knows, maybe you'll still be able to attend. But thanks for doing it.
Well, I appreciate that, and I want to. You know, it's funny how connections happen, guys. You know, Scott Thompson is kind of the head of it, you know, the national scene. And long story short, Scott played at Iowa when I was growing up as a kid. And then he became a coach for Lute Olson, and then he became a coach for Lute at Arizona, and then became a head coach at Rice and Wichita State. So Scott and I have been friends forever. He's the one who really first got me involved in it at a Final Four. He kind of sat down and talked to me about it. So I hope to I don't know how it works, you know, state by state, but if I can be there, I will. I always enjoyed it, had a great time there in Nashville. I think maybe, I'm not sure we're scrimmaging Stack this year or not. I thought Stack called and told me that. So I really have a ton. I love Jerry, good dude, and look forward to, continuing my relationship with him, and hopefully getting to be on with you guys. Hopefully we'll have something good to talk about here in a year or so about our program.
No doubt. Hey, we appreciate the visit as always. We wanted to formally congratulate you. We'll certainly be watching from afar here in Nashville, and we'll talk to you down the road. Continue to be safe.
Hey, when I come on next time, it's back in black, because we're black and gold, okay? Back in
there
black.
You go.
I like that.
All right.
Marquise, mark that down. That's part of our notes.
I got you, Coach. I got you.
All right. We're good.
Thank you, Steve. Appreciate it. That is Wake Forest head coach Steve Forbes, and the guy is so much fun to talk to. And, Willie, you were on the road. Obviously, you were in Toronto, and that was the day before everything was going to get canceled on the NHL front. Jason and I were in at outdoors at Kroger. It was cold in Franklin right there on Highway 96, but it was a show I'll never forget. And he came on that day, and he was awesome. I mean, we had a great conversation.
He's awesome every time he comes on. Let's just
no,
be
I know.
He is
wasn't
great.
That in
isn't
the first
fun
hour?
To listen to?
Yeah.
Oh, he was riled up. It felt honestly, if you haven't been to that coaches versus cancer night in Nashville, you know, whether it was at the City Winery, I mean, it's been different spots. I mean, and this year it was at the Music City Center. I mean, he just takes over up on Sean Farnham has been the MC, and I mean, he is full of personality. I mean, he will have you in stitches when he gets going. And that day, it felt like a night with coaches versus cancer. I mean, he was just in a good mood. Obviously, he knew that they were going to the NCAA tournament, and he was just telling one story after another. And we had a good old time, but we do appreciate him coming on. And I have no doubts that he will be successful at Wake Forest, which, as you brought up, I think it was you, Willie, that said, hey, you know, this is a program that has shown. I mean, they can have success, even in the ACC. It's a tough conference, a tough, tough basketball conference. But they've had some players roll through there, and they've had some success. So I expect they'll do the same on his watch. We will come back and kick off the fourth and final hour of Darren, Donick, and Chase next.
Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.